Mishnah 6, Nikureta Einim, figs, Vanavim, grapes, Vikishuin, cucumbers, Vadloin, gourds, Vahav Tichim, melons, Vamalafafoinos, mask melons, he's translated as. Afilam kikar, even if there's a kikar, meaning there's a very lot on the tree, 60 man, it's a very heavily laden tree. And Echad Gadol ve'Echad Katan, doesn't matter if the fruit is large or small, the actual fruit itself. Echad Talish ve'Echad Mechubar, doesn't matter if it's attached to the tree or detached from the tree. In all of these cases, Kol Shiyash Bo Leicha, if the fruit is moist, if it contains moisture, and the fruit has been eaten, you can see on one side that something's eaten the fruit. So what are you worried about? You're worried about that it was a snake that ate on the one side of the fruit. So then, and then the snake's poison passed through, spread out through the fruit. So in all of these cases, asur, it would be forbidden to go and eat that fruit afterwards. When the shuchas hanachash asura, so to an animal that's been bitten by a snake, it's forbidden. It's forbidden to eat it, asura, mibnas akonis nefashos, because of the danger to life. And this is obviously even if the animal's not a trafer, meaning if the snake bites it and it dies, so then you can't eat it anyway because it's a trafer, it's not kosher. But if the snake bites it and it lives, you're still not allowed to shecht it and eat it because you're worried that the snake's venom is going to be inside the animal's body.